I'll start, but then ask these guys, I guess. I thought it was a very good game in terms of understanding what it takes to win. I think Dartmouth plays extremely hard. I think the guys realized that pretty early on, that you had to really compete. And I think this team has learned that. I thought we adjusted to it and then really played well on both sides of the ball.
Joe, is this exactly how you guys were looking at going to ACC play, this kind of effort?
Definitely. We looked at our schedule before the year started, and we looked at especially this month of December, where we had 6 home games, didn't have to travel, and one of our goals was to get all 6, and we ended up dropping the first one to Harvard, but we were able to bounce back and get the next 5, and we're feeling good, we're playing well going into the ACC, and we're going to try to keep it rolling.
Do I understand you can never say you didn't feel like you'd miss, but did it ever feel like you couldn't miss today?
No, it was one of those days where first one goes in, you're feeling good, and my teammates just did a great job of finding me when I was open, and coaches always talk about just catch ready to shoot, and I was able to do that, and they were able to fall for me today, and it's a good feeling.
And that first one got you guys out of a little funk early. You guys had scored in almost 5 minutes. And...
Yeah, we had a really slow start to the game. The coach said they came out and they played really hard. They knocked some balls out of our hands, punched us in the mouth a little bit, and coach called the timeout, and then we had the TV timeout, and we were able to get our bearings a little bit and start playing well, and once we were able to do that, the ball bounced our way.
Either one of you, talk a little bit about how you see being freshman, the growth of this team defensively.
I just feel like we started off the year when we were playing defense, we were just tentative and not aggressive, and now one of the main things we've been focusing on these last few weeks is just being aggressive and not scared to make mistakes on defense. So we kind of switched our whole mentality about how to play defense. So we're a lot more aggressive, and we're doing pretty well with it. So
yeah, in practices, we're a young team. We started out the year, and it was kind of like it wasn't a very high intensity practice. We didn't know what it took to win at this level yet. But once we hit a little rut. And then we had a team meeting, and we talked about how every practice matters, and every possession in games matter. So our practice intensity has been night and day better from the beginning of the year. We're starting to get into people. We're trusting our teammates to have our backs if we get beat. And it's really starting to turn around, and we're really playing well on the defensive end.
Joe, what part of your game are you most happy with right now? And on the flip side, which part of your game do you think you did most improve on?
Right now, I'm happy with how I'm creating shots for other people. I go into every game looking to try to get my teammates open shots, make the game easier for them. And I feel like I've been doing a pretty good job of that as of late. And other than today, I haven't been shooting as well as I'd like. So today's a good start. I want to continue to try to be more consistent shooting the ball from deep. And hopefully we can keep that up.
You could look at the bottom line, but it seems like this team's also trending in a positive direction. The assist turnovers are better, rebounding, and the ball movement looks better. Does it feel like the team's also trending better, even aside from just the bottom line?
Definitely. Definitely. Just the whole energy about us now is it's strictly about winning. Nothing, no individual stuff, none of that. We don't worry about outside stuff. Guys don't worry about playing time or how many shots they get in the game. All we're focusing on now is winning. And in practices, we're going at each other, making each other better. No one's taking it personally. It's all about just getting better and trying to get better every day so we can win the next game and the next game. We focus, take it one day at a time, one game at a time. And that's our focus, and our energy has been really good. So I think that's been a big key to the turnaround.
From your guys' perspective, how well has Ryan slid into that center role kind of filling with your dad?
He's been great for us. He started off the year really scoring a lot of points, but he's still doing whatever he does best, scoring, rebounding. Now he's passing the ball pretty well out of the post, so he's really just helping us and the guards also helping him just rebounding and everything, but he's been doing a pretty good job.
Happy Oswald players.
Jeff Fells.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you guys.
Steve, is this where you had wanted to be at this point going into ACC play? Are you happy with this?
I am. I thought we really developed as a team over the last, since we came back from Charleston. I think that was the wake-up call. And then be honest, I looked at the Bryant game the next day, and it just hit me like these guys alluded to it, that I haven't done a good job preparing them to play hard, especially on defense. I was trying to be more maybe strategic about teaching them the game. In reality, the first step is, you know, taking it personal, being aggressive, pressuring the ball, you know, and that starts with me. And I said, it's my fault now. It's going to be your responsibility from here on out. The guys who are playing, they're defending and doing the things that we want. And it's gotten light years better. With the exception of the Harvard game, and Harvard's obviously a very good basketball team. Really hard to guard for a young team like us who moved the ball and they went small. But outside of that game, I thought we defended fairly well. And the ball movement, shooting the ball, the difference obviously not having Dennis there probably helped us do what I want. This is kind of how we play, you know, 12 threes, and we talked about how many is a good number. 25 is usually a good number. I think we got to play like that in this league. We have the ability to take people off the dribble with this lineup, space people out, and if we compete and do ourselves on the boards, then we're going to be a hard team to knock out.
Steve, was the start of the game today important in your growth process? I thought that they came out and played harder than you did. And was that something that just before ACC play begins is kind of a wake-up call?
It's hard for you guys to realize, but I watched all Dartmouth 10 games. These kids play extremely hard, and it takes most teams, you know, rock it back. And there's four balls that they literally took off us in that first couple minutes. Almost prepared myself and expected it. Our guys wanted to play hard. They didn't understand, and they're not good enough to understand that yet, what that means. I don't know if anybody plays as hard as some of the teams that we played at the next level. The next level teams, the ACC teams, they play hard. But there's a physicality to the how they play, not a frantic get in you like Dartmouth does. And it's a different. I think it's partly guys just realizing that. And I think after these games, we realize it. But I think it was understanding what it was. I love that they calmed themselves down. They got back in it. And there was about five or six 50-50 balls the rest of the half. I thought we got them. And we're going to deal with a whole different level of athlete and physicality next, but the mental side is the same. You understand what it takes to get into a game and compete against an individual guy and a team and overcome that.
You expect obviously some maturation from freshman to sophomore year, and with some of the guys just on an individual level, they had in season first year. Yeah. Brian with an early injury, and even Monty with some struggle shooting.
No doubt.
He's rediscovered stroke. Yeah. I think that's another positive
thing. I think Ryan Anderson's made a great in season. Change. You think about it, he got off to such a great start, throwing up 30 a game. It was ridiculous. And I think he learned, he probably took it for granted a little bit. He came out in that Dayton game and he handed it to him a little bit. Then he had the injury. And he was really struggling. And I think him getting through that and understanding what it takes, came out, he comes prepared to practice. He's playing hard all the time. I mean, he's been really good this month. Today was, I thought he was terrific. 4 assists and couldn't guard him. He went after balls and doesn't show up as much as the 29 points and all. But believe me, he's made a great. Lonnie's played really well the whole year. Just hasn't made shots. And I tell anybody, I think he's going to end up being around 40% when the year's done from three. Just too good a shooter and he works too hard at it.
I was just going to say, how much do you think that Ryan is going to centerpiece for you guys going forward, because do you think other teams are going to start to try to take away that three, the way they've seen you have the success, especially recently?
I think there's part of that, but the thing I like about this team, and I've never really had these teams at Cornell, and probably not here at BC the first year, but Reggie and Biko were like that. We have guys who have the ability to go by you. That's critical. And Joe Rayhan and Olivier in particular can go by, so if you're going to get up on us, I think that's part of it. I think the critical part is all the other aspects of the game, the rebounding, defending in the lane or against great length and athleticism. That's, to me, is more a concern when you play like this. And we made strides there. But if I didn't think we could go by people and get to the foul line, I'd be a little more concerned, but that's the advantage of having guys like Joe and Olivier in particular, how hard they are to guard and keep in front, and they shoot the ball so well from three.
Specifically on Joe and O, at this point in the season, is this where you would want them to be?
To be honest with you, I'm really amazed that they're this far along. I thought they'd be prepared to play at this level, but Joe Rayons, he might as well be a seasoned senior by now. He does everything you can imagine on a basketball court. It's genuine. It's legitimate. There's no BS to him. He just goes out and he knows the game and he competes. Olivier has learned rapidly. You know, he's obviously very talented. He's learned rapidly what it takes to win at this level. And both kids are just light years ahead of than I anticipated, because we had that last year's group that was so green. I never felt that with these two kids.
Talked a lot about early in the season about how these kids might be a little too coachable. Have you seen them take their own direction?
Felt today a little bit, you know, in particular. That's funny you say that, because a couple times I was yelling, running a set, and they're not even listening to me and going to the basket, making plays and taking shots. And that's a good sign. They're not always looking over at me and wondering. They were playing. They're starting to develop some synergy with each other on the court, holding each other accountable. You can see that out there as well. And that's less of me, which is a good thing.
How big are those assists for Ryan today? You see him, because he starts to get double teamed inside, and if he can dish that out, does that kind of add anything?
Well, if you notice, we do a lot of stuff off dribble handoffs and ball screens, and then we get it to him. And typically, that's a tough spot for a big kid at this level. Most kids don't have the ability to catch a ball, make a decision, and then have the ability athletically to make a pass. He's really good at that. Most of his plays are not dump it down to him. It's off our offense, cutting, catching on the move, making a quick decision. And to him go four, and he does that. He's really good at making those decisions. And that's kind of why when you put four guards out there and spread people out, then he's the guy you're going to. It's really hard. And I think Dennis is better as well when he's the only big guy in there. But obviously, you're not going to be able to do it all the time. You just got to depends on the night, how guys are playing, the physicality of the game you're going against.
Kind of anxious moment when you look like Lonnie rolled an ankle.
Yeah, I didn't even see it, but I try to just move on. As cold as it sounds, just move on to the next play and worry about that later. And thank goodness it wasn't bad.
Anything else for Coach?
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks.
Thank you.